You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And it is another Music Monday.
It is.
With Dr.
We keep doing this.
With Mark.
Oh, man.
It's a Music with Mark on Monday. Dr. Mark Laverty with us today. A little special time around the piano with Dr. Mark Laverty talking about an upcoming concert for life. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu. Live uncommon. So it sounds a little different today.
Yeah.
We're not in studio.
We aren't. We're like on location.
We are. We're on location because we're gathered around the piano with Dr. Mark Laverty. And so we set aside some time to record this. So this is recorded in advance, not live, but we'll treat it like it's live.
Of course.
If I still have coffee. You still have coffee.
So,
and if I mess up, we'll leave it in, right?
Yeah, exactly.
With us today, Dr. Mark Laverty. He's presenting a concert for life coming up October 11th. And I have so many things to say about Dr. Mark Laverty, music instructor, church musician, and very passionate about life issues. Dr. Laverty, so good to have some time with you today. Thanks for coming over today and spending some time with us around the piano.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. Obviously, I'm a big proponent of classical music and church music. But also a very important issue in our society and in our church is life issues. Obviously, we have the abortion situation that is very tragic, and Lutherans for Life is kind enough to ask me to play this concert, which is a benefit concert on October 11th over at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet, Missouri. And it's a full classical concert. There will be some sacred religious pieces. I will be playing a lot of Bach, and I will be playing a few hymns, so we'll have a good hymn sing here and there.
Very good. Well, tell us a little bit of your story. You and I were talking before our session today about your story, being very passionate about life issues, and also being a musician and spending some time wanting to continue your education as a musician as well. But tell us first how you how life issues became important to you.
Well, I started my music ministry, believe it or not, 40 years ago, and I was only 2 years old.
Very young.
Fortunately, people can't see us. We're on the radio, but I know I look, I'm only in my 40s or so, but regardless, I started my music ministry out at Lord of Life Lutheran in Chesterfield, where I live, and after a few years, I became more and more involved in the church there as a musician, but also I started to realize there's a Lutherans for Life, and we have this serious issue of abortion in this country. And I think being a musician, someone who's sensitive to not only music, but to people around me, and especially to innocence in the womb, this is just not right, that these lives, these young lives, defenseless lives, are taken so early and tragically, because they offer so much promise to our world. You know, Mother Teresa was asked by Hillary Clinton, you know, how she felt about abortion or something, Mother Teresa told Mrs. Clinton that, we probably have aborted the first woman president. You know, it's kind of a tragic thing in our country. But anyway, I was involved in life issues at Lord of Life, and then I started to pursue my musical degrees, and so I had to kind of step back from that for a while. But about 5 years ago at my new church now, Zion Lutheran Church in Maryland Heights, I felt compelled to start a life team, and we were pretty aggressive for a while. Things have kind of cooled off a little bit, but obviously I'm back in the saddle, so to speak, on the piano bench, and hoping to raise some money for Lutherans for Life at this concert.
That's fantastic. How can music and life issues go hand in hand? You mentioned a little bit about musicians maybe being more aware of the people around them and the feelings of people around them, but how can these two things go hand in hand?
Well,
the million-dollar question.
Well, I'll refer to the quote by Bach that I told Andy earlier. The aim and final end of all music should be none other than the glory of God and the refreshment of the soul. And this is another lament of mine, is that classical music is sometimes hard to find in our society, especially a piano concert like this. There's some around, if you dig around, down at Powell Hall or at the Sheldon or what have you, but music is a tremendous gift that God has given to us to refresh our souls, to inspire us, to lift us up in this veil of tears that we have to walk day by day. I was talking again with Andy earlier. He asked me how I was doing. I could be worse. I could be in the tsunami over in, I think it's Indonesia, Southeast Asia, or the floods in North Carolina, or the fires in California, or the shootings in our big cities. There's a lot of tragedies going on in our world. And here I am sitting in this beautiful chapel of our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod playing some of the greatest music in the world. And it's, why do I deserve that? It's just such an honor and a privilege to be able to do that, and hopefully to draw other people to this music, because this is the most inspiring music. And hopefully at this concert, it will inspire people to do great deeds in their lives, to at the very least donate a little money to keep this great organization running, because it's not inexpensive to run Lutherans for Life, but also to volunteer, to get on board, to do things, to maybe persuade their family members or friends to lobby for the unborn, because if we don't, it's a tragedy.
How do you use music in your own congregation? You serve as the director of music at Zion Lutheran Church in Maryland Heights, Missouri, with Pastor Femmel, right?
Pastor Mark Femmel, yes.
Both huge advocates for life. How do you use music in your own parish to encourage the saints of that congregation to cherish this gift of life?
Boy, I don't know that they directly intersect, apart from what I mentioned, music being an inspiration to draw people closer to Christ. And Christ, of course, commands us to be loving and caring for the least of these, I just heard on KFUO somebody talking about, it was on the Lutheran Hour Sunday, talking about the millstone being tied around your neck if you abuse these little ones. That's some serious stuff. So I pray that the work of our choir and the music that I play on the organ and piano will help to bless people and help them be sensitized to life issues. And from time to time, we bring that up in our church, of course, in January with Life Sunday. But with this concert, we're encouraging people to participate and get involved.
You mentioned the concert will have both sacred music, some hymns, as well as a variety of piano music. We need to take a break briefly, but before we do that, share with us a little bit about a selection and maybe share some of that selection with us.
Certainly. Of course, we didn't mention the first piece, but that is Sheep May Safely Graze by Johann Sebastian Bach. And it is actually an arrangement for piano from the choral version that Bach wrote. And it was arranged by a teacher of one of my teachers. And the man's name who arranged it is Egon Petri. He was a French person. But he taught my teacher. My teacher is now 93, and so I am a grand student of the man who made that arrangement of Sheep May Safely Graze. And that's the theme of this concert. Obviously, sheep, we as children of God are sheep grazing through this wilderness, and with our shepherd leading us, we are hopefully at peace, safely grazing. So this next piece, which I just set aside here, is a prelude in G by Bach.